Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. We got a busy, jam-packed night. For all my basketball fans, and he played in quite a few places, but specifically for all my Nugget fans, maybe Buck fans, maybe Rockets, I don't know. I'm going to have one of the most unlikeliest of NBA players joining us here next hour. Well, on the other side of Muggsy Bogues, we're going to have a conversation with Earl Boykins. You might remember him, point guard. Man, some of the shorts that he was wearing, it looked like he got swallowed up in them. But he was one of the best floor generals, especially given his size. He's now an assistant coach at UTEP. And so Earl Boykins is going to join us next hour. And, of course, we'll talk about Nuggets. We'll find out what's going on with him and what he thinks of the series, how the league and the game has changed. Earl Boykins will join us next hour. Also, later on in the show, a couple of weeks ago, for all my boxing fans out there, we had a mega fight that was announced at the welterweight division. Earl Spence Jr., undefeated. You can go ahead and look at Terrence Crawford, undefeated. They've been trying to make this fight forever, but it's going to take place on July 29th in Las Vegas. Earl Spence Jr. is going to join us later on in the show as well. Besides that, plenty of other news. We had an NFL player who's going to be getting the boot from Minnesota. That's Dalvin Cook. I think we might already know where he is going to go. We got Frank Clark. He is going from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's now going to be hanging out with the Denver Broncos. Bryce Young looks like he has already secured the quarterback one position with the Carolina Panthers. And then I think, as we all know, over the past several weeks, and even more so now over the past day or a couple of days, Miami, yes, the city of Miami, how about just Southern Florida in a general sense, it has really become the centerpiece of sports here in North America. And it's getting a lot of attention globally for a variety of reasons. And so we'll talk about that momentarily and give you an update on Tyler Hero. We know we got game four of the NBA Finals going to take place tomorrow in Miami. Of course it is. And then we got a game and a match going on right now. The Golden Knights beating up on the Florida Panthers, or maybe not the beatdown that the Panthers have been used to, 2-1. They just completed the second period. We got a few minutes, a little while, until they get started with the third. Shep, how you doing this evening? You good, man?
Oh, no complaints, JR. Things were a lot better in New York City, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. Can you see the sun today? You saw the sun?
You could see the sun. It didn't look like the apocalypse, which is a relief.
That's just a beautiful thing. New York City shouldn't look like Mars, but I know yesterday it certainly did. Nice to see the sun. And as I just told everybody, Miami has been the center of the sports universe, depending on how broad your universe is. I just told you about the Florida Panthers. They're out here playing hockey right now. They're trying to stay alive, not trying to be embarrassed again by the Golden Knights. At least they didn't score 7 goals against them. It's nice for them right now. You got the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are going on right now. Tomorrow they'll be back in action in the NBA Finals. And then we all heard about Messi. Messi joining Inter Miami, owned by David Beckham. Messi saying, "I don't want the money from Saudi Arabia." They reportedly offered this man more than $1 billion for 3 years of service. And Messi just basically said, "No, thank you. I'm going to go to Miami and relax a little bit and still make money and live the good life." This is a great vacation for Messi. And so things are extremely busy in Miami, and it's a very communal place right now. Who would have thought? Miami, center of the sports universe. The Marlins, they still got some time to catch up, by the way. My apologies to the Marlins. I don't know how many people they're drawing, but I know even Luis Arias right now is batting more than 500. And so maybe the Marlins will be okay in a few months, but nobody talks about them. But besides that, everybody on earth talks about Messi. And I told you it was communal. Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins basically said, "Hello, Messi. Welcome to Miami."
"Hey, what's up? This is Tyreek Hill. I just want to say welcome to the 305 Lionel Messi. Now we got 2 number 10s, but I just want to know which one is the fastest. But anyways, congrats to you, man, and shout out. And que lo que, papi? Welcome to Miami 305.
Yeah, it looks like Messi will make his debut in next month for Inter Miami when his contract officially ends with PSG. And I told you, Miami right now is very communal. It's not just Inter Miami. It's not just Tyreek Hill waiting on the arrival of Messi. I know there were plenty of Messi jerseys in the Miami Heat Arena last night, the Kaseya Center or whatever the hell it's called. It's communal between and amongst the coaches as well. Eric Spoelstra, whose team just lost 109-94 to the Nuggets yesterday, Eric Spoelstra is getting messages from the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. Eric Spoelstra says he's getting a nice pat on the back and an attaboy. Listen to this.
"Coach Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins sent you a text called 'Adversity is an Opportunity.' Could you want to expound on that, your relationship with him, and how you plan to use adversity being an opportunity in game 4 to make sure you guys get this win?"
It's been fun developing a relationship with him. We were fortunate enough to be able to spend a whole afternoon during training camp, see how they operate. And then in the afternoon, we ended up just, you know, talking shop. That's fun. And obviously he's been to a lot of our games. We've been texting back and forth. We share very similar thoughts about finding strength in, you know, adversity and using those as lessons to help you grow.
Oh, that's sweet. I wonder if coaches all over... Oh, no, I heard something in my own brain. It's okay.
I was just agreeing with you in my head. I didn't say anything, but you probably heard me agreeing with you simultaneously.
Oh, no, it's okay. Sometimes I hear voices in my head. How sweet. I wonder if coaches all over North America in their respective cities are getting together. Bill Belichick in Missoula, Coach Thibodeau and Aaron Boone, and I can go on and on, but you get the drift. That's nice. That's sweet of him. I think Eric Spoelstra needs to be giving Mike McDaniel some advice. He just got started as a head coach. I don't think Eric Spoelstra needs the help, but it's nice. It's sweet. It's the thought that counts, right? Even the coaches are out here patting each other on the back, trying to give each other a lift down in Miami. Well, not too far away, with the Florida Panthers. What about their coach? Is Paul Maurice, is he getting advice from Eric Spoelstra or Mike McDaniel? His team has been getting its ass whooped. 7 goals against, 5 goals against. They just given up all the goals. Right now, tonight, they've only given up 2. That's a hell of an improvement. Before tonight's game, Paul Maurice, he was asked about their defense and just trying to take it to a place where they don't give up a million goals.
Just in terms of the defense, you guys were lights out really during the Toronto series in Carolina. How do you get back to that?
Exactly. Get back to it, right? Like, I felt that in game one there was offense there. It was kind of traded offense, both teams. And I think we were looking for that almost to a focus in it. And it's interesting, right? I think Boston, Carolina, Toronto are top 5 defensive teams in the NHL, right? But we got enough offense in those games. But the defensive part of our game was lacking, certainly.
Oh, defense, right? That's what everybody says. All coaches, defense wins championships. Well, if you let another team beat you up, then you in trouble. Miami, the center of the sports universe right now. Messi. Tyreek Hill. Jimmy Butler? Yeah, Jimmy Butler too. Jimmy Butler, he's ready for tomorrow's game, and he's proud to be in Miami with the Heat. Listen to Jimmy.
Obviously, I expect to win, but what makes me proud is these guys are never out of the fight. They're so joyful because we're in this thing together through good and through bad, and I'm proud of my guys for that. I love my guys for that. So tomorrow we're going to come out with a lot more energy. We're going to compete at a high level, and we're going to get one at home.
Okay, yeah, they might. The Heat always come back after they get punched in the mouth. They come out and they punch back. The good thing for the Miami Heat is when the NBA Finals are done, they don't got to go too far to go on vacation. And that's what's so cool about what's going on in Miami right now. Miami not looked upon as a hotbed when it comes down to sports. People got better things to do. Like not pay to go to ball games and to go outside and to hang out on the beach and to eat food and just have fun and party. I mean, I don't think everybody who left the Miami Heat game last night, I don't think they went home and cried tears into their pillows. I think a good majority of them, especially the folks who sit closer to the floor, I think they left. And I think they got some drinks. I think they got some bottles. I think they partied, and I think they went home. I don't think too many people even go to go watch the Marlins in that giant tin can spaceship that they have built. Mike McDaniel trying to make things happen with his team, the Miami Dolphins. They have to hope that Tua Tagovailoa can actually stay healthy. And, yeah, well, the Miami Heat, man, if they lose tomorrow, they are very, very cooked. And give it a month from now. It doesn't matter if the Heat just won a championship. I don't think they will. It doesn't matter what's going on with the Dolphins. And I know the Dolphins are the biggest of the big down there. Shout outs to my friends, the Dolphin Bandits. And it doesn't matter what the Panthers do. They're probably going to get beat up as well. A month from now, everybody's going to be looking at Messi. The Miami Dolphins can swing around in September and things will change and can change. But Messi is going to be the biggest star in Miami. So much so that even Barcelona decided to take a swipe at Messi in his desire to be a little bit out of the spotlight and to try to live a little bit closer of a normal life. Miami. Never to be confused with hardcore sports cities like Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York. I would say LA, but I'll just say Lakers and Dodgers. Miami's not in that category, but right now they are the center of the sports universe. Enjoy it while you have it. Because the Miami Heat, I don't see a championship. Panthers, I don't see a Stanley Cup. The Dolphins, man, I hope that their quarterback stays healthy. And Messi, yeah, Messi's going to be the center of everything. And you got to wait about a month until he actually goes out there and plays. Congratulations, Miami. Enjoy it while it lasts. Sooner than later, yeah, well, you're always going to be a beach, vacation, and party town. We'll never be like Chicago, New York, or Boston. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a busy show. Welterweight champion Errol Spence Jr. is going to join us. Next hour, Earl Boykins, former NBA point guard, former Denver Nugget, is going to come through and join us. We're going to talk about the Miami Heat a little bit more in depth. They'll give you an update on Tyler Hero. We're going to talk about Jokic. We're going to talk about Frank Clark. And you know what? Speaking of Miami, who knows how healthy Tua Tagovailoa will be. It looks like the Miami Dolphins are going to have their hands on a running back who just got, well, he is in the process of getting the boot from Minnesota. I'm going to explain and talk to you about that on the other side. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the warm-up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, you heard the number. You want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. If you want to get a hold of me on social media, you can find me there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, we talked about Miami. As a sports town, as a city, it's on the map. There isn't a piece of news that doesn't involve Miami right now. They got two teams, the Heat and the Panthers. And Panthers not technically in Miami, but yeah, they are close enough. You got two teams here in their respective league finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, right? Everybody in Miami and Florida loves the Dolphins, okay? The Marlins not doing too shabby themselves as well. And then you have Lionel Messi, biggest soccer star on earth. I mean, you put him right there with Ronaldo. Messi is eschewing the opportunity to play in Saudi Arabia, and he's just saying, I am going to Miami. Well, he's not the only person that wants to go to Miami. Earlier today, and this has been rumored for weeks, Dalvin Cook, one of the highest paid running backs in the NFL, a running back who year after year after year is going to get you 1,100 yards. He's the only quarterback, or excuse me, he's the only running back over the past four seasons to have more than 1,100 yards rushing every season. And in every single one of those seasons, he's going to the Pro Bowl. Well, Dalvin Cook right now is 27 years old. He's going to be 28 in August. And the Minnesota Vikings have taken a closer look at his stats and his numbers and his production when he actually has the ball. And they feel that he has regressed and that he is set to take up about $14 million in cap space. And he was going to earn $11 million if he stayed with the Vikings this year. And they decided it's time to cut our losses. The Minnesota Vikings are going to try to trade him. And if they can't trade him, they're going to release him, of which they would only owe 2 million. And so what was Dalvin Cook's response to this? Four-time Pro Bowler, 1,100-yard rusher year after year after year. Well, maybe that'll stop soon enough. Maybe that's why the Vikings don't want him. You can expect approximately 10 TDs. You can also expect him to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a bell cow. That might also be one of the problems and one of the issues. They think that the tires are basically running out of tread. Well, Dalvin Cook put a message up on social media. Didn't really say much of anything, but he showed himself in the stadium in Miami. And it's been reported that's exactly where he wants to go. I guess he wants to be like Messi, right? And so head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, when he's not sending inspirational messages to Eric Spoelstra, Mike McDaniel is hoping that Tua stays healthy. He's also answering questions about Dalvin Cook, who isn't one of his own players. And so when Mike McDaniel was asked about acquiring Dalvin Cook, Mike McDaniel kind of, he pled the fifth. Listen to this.
March 3rd, 1983. That day I was born. Right? Now we take a closer look at that date, and that, in fact, was not yesterday. Okay, so people that are rumored to be tall, short, people that are rumored to be, you're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay?
He doesn't want to be caught up in tampering. Like, why are you asking me about a player that's not on my team? You're trying to cost me money. You're trying to go in my pocket. You're trying to get me in trouble. And so until Dalvin Cook is released or traded, they're not going to talk about him. And if you take a look at Miami, they got quite a few running backs already. Miles Gaskin. They got Jeff Wilson. Raheem Mostert. Familiar with Mike McDaniel from his time as the OC out with the 49ers. No shock, no surprise there. But he would immediately be able to play for Miami and give them some relief. And Miami, from their perspective, they'd be able to run the football or run their running backs into the ground, especially if Tua Tagovailoa is going to be busted up or hurt, which I assume at some point in time throughout the course of the season, he will be. Sorry. Yeah, Miami Heat. Not the Miami Heat. So much talk about Miami. The Dolphins, they got balance. You got Waddle. You have Tyreek Hill, who's excited that Messi is in town. And so it all really depends on what happens with Tua Tagovailoa. And for the Minnesota Vikings, man, they ain't worried about Dalvin Cook's departure. They just signed Alex Mattinson to a deal. He's also 24, and he has less tread on his tires. And so you can expect Dalvin Cook to be gone from Minnesota. And let's see if he goes down to Miami. That's where everybody wants to be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cam is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cam?
What's up, JR? What's up, Chef? How you guys doing? Happy Thursday. Feels like Friday for me. I'm driving out for three-day weekend golf trip right now.
Good, but I
just wanted to say, I think that this Messi signing is absolutely going to do wonders for the MLS and soccer in the United States. As much as people are talking about how big it's going to be, I think they might be underestimating it. Because, I mean, I've never wanted to go see an MLS game really in my life. And as soon as I heard that Messi signed, the first thing I was thinking was, I can't wait for them to come to a city near me. You know, and I'm sure I'm not. Especially coming off winning the World Cup, the timing could not be better for the MLS. I wonder if he structured his deal like Beckham, where he gets some ownership in the team. I don't know exactly what Beckham did, but it's made him a lot of money as being like the first, you know, pioneer European player to come here.
Yeah, and he came over with the LA Galaxy, and he's an owner here of Inter Miami, and was instrumental in even establishing the team in Miami about 4 or 5 years ago. And you are 100% correct about just the interest in Messi coming over to the United States of America. Every place that has an Inter-Miami matchup across North America, the tickets have gone up. If we take a look at a July 21st match for Inter-Miami, $29. $29 for the game, okay? The minute that Messi said he is going, those tickets went up from $29 to $477. That is almost $30 to $500. I mean, I think we can all take a look at the difference there, and that is what you would consider the Messi effect. And you talk about what his deal is. We don't have the full details. It's been reported that, A, whenever he decides to call it quits, that he would get a piece of the club. The second thing is we heard that he would participate more so than other players when it comes to sales of his kits and merchandise that has to relate to Messi. And then pretty much the same when it comes to Apple signups for people who want to watch MLS games. So he's kind of scraping a little bit off of everything. It sounds like a good deal to me. He can probably make the same amount of money from Saudi Arabia in the long, long run, and then have some ownership as opposed to just taking money right now and, you know, being chained up. I think it's a good deal. Good deal for everybody.
Yeah. I heard that Inter Miami's Instagram page already has more followers than any NFL or like MLB Instagram pages do in 2 days. It's crazy.
Well, I've also seen that a PSG, the team who he's leaving behind, they are already down 1 million followers now that of he's departing. So, hey.
Oh, man, the Messi effect.
It's the Messi effect, and I think we're all in for a good ride. It's going to be great. It's going to be good, and it's going to be real cool when we have more youngsters here in North America who are going to go check out Messi. This is going to be absolutely awesome. Hey, Cam, thank you for calling from San Diego. Enjoy the holiday, your little holiday weekend vacation, and you be safe, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a good one, too. Take it easy.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Cam, for calling from San Diego. Hey, Shep, we still going to go see Messi, right, when he comes to New York?
Oh, you bet on it, man. Of course okay. I'm coming to see Messi.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a trip up, and then we go see Messi.
Here's my real question.
Yes.
You getting him on the show?
Messi?
Yeah.
Probably not, no. Oh,
yeah, I mean, you've had Pele.
Well, yeah, I've spoken to Pele. Good point. Yeah, but Pele was retired, man, you know? And then I got to get a translator there for Messi as well. It's always good. You talk to dudes when they're done. They say more, you know?
That's fair.
What am I going to ask Messi that he hasn't already kind of discussed or said?
Could he be the greatest transplant we've ever had in the history of North American professional sports?
Oh, usurping Pele?
Yeah, right. That would be a question to ask him, not me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to go that far yet. No, but no, of course, it'd be great to talk to Messi. Yeah, if I can get Messi, I would. I'd have to probably bum rush him, but you never know.
You're the guy to do it.
Yeah, I think I'd have my way. I'd ask him something in Spanish, just something out there. He'd be like, oh, my God. He'd be like, oh, you speak? I'd be like, no, I'm not from Argentina. No, I'm not. Trust me. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah. I think I know how to get a hold of Messi. I think I do. I'm going to get a hold of Messi in New Jersey. Who would have thought? Anyway, I'll say it again. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Messi is coming to Miami. Dalvin Cook is getting the boot from Minnesota. He hopes that he can go to Miami. And then I have an update here. LIV Golf, I know Rory McIlroy wants it to go somewhere. Reportedly, it's not going anywhere after the merger. I'll explain on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show. And what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery and the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Miami as a sports town right now. Messi, the Heat, the Dolphins, always the Dolphins. You have the Panthers playing in South Florida. And right now, man, they might be losing. They better score a goal quick. If they don't, Las Vegas is going to take a 3-0 series lead here in the Stanley Cup Finals. There's about 9 minutes left in the third period, and the Golden Knights lead 2-1. Panthers already in a little bit of trouble. So we talked about Miami. I told you about Dalvin Cook either to be released or traded by the Minnesota Vikings. It's been reported that he wants to go to Miami, that Miami wants him, and he would be going home because he is from Florida. And so he's looking to go home. They always say if you can go anywhere, you can go home. Now, there have been some other news throughout the course of the week involving LIV Golf and the PGA merger. And we talked about that extensively a couple of days ago. And it's a deal that is still scant on details. We don't know who, what, when, why, where. We don't know how schedules are going to take place. But we did get a little bit of information that has trickled in over the past 24 to 48 hours. And some of that involves the fact that it doesn't appear that LIV is going anywhere. That there's going to be, I guess, two tours between the PGA and LIV. It's not going to dissolve. It's not going to move LIV golfers back over to PGA, you know, weekly events, etc. But it's going to still be a standalone entity. And who is the source? Well, it would happen to be Greg Norman, who has been the face for on the American side for LIV Golf. And he found out about the merger right before it took place. But it was reported from a golfer on that he led a 30-minute Zoom call, according to Sports Illustrated. And he said that LIV Golf is not going anywhere, that they're now open for commercial sponsorships with blue chip companies, television networks. He's quoted as saying, LIV is and will continue to be a standalone enterprise. Our business model will not change. We changed history and we are not going anywhere. All right. That's what he says. Well, back in November, I know this much, and he said it quite a few times, Rory McIlroy said, I think Greg needs to go. I think he just needs to exit stage left. He's made his mark, but I think now is the right time to sort of say, look, you've got this thing off the ground, but no one is going to talk unless there's an adult in the room that can actually try to mend fences. Ouch. Well, we know that the fences were mended, and Greg Norman didn't even know. Nobody knew. And so, yeah, it looks like LIV is going to be sticking around. Who knows or who cares if Greg Norman is going to be involved. But Rory McIlroy did say yesterday he wishes LIV would just go away. And you can listen to it through his accent. He actually said he hates LIV Golf. Listen.
I still hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does.
Wow. Yeah, Rory McIlroy talking about LIV Golf like it's a disease, like it's one of those diseases that you don't want. But besides that fact, Rory McIlroy is just is he like most fans? Do the fans care at this point? I know that there are a whole lot of fans that do. I still find it striking that Greg Norman can make the point that now that they are aligned and merging with the PGA, that they're going to make money hand over fist, that they can make deals with commercial sponsorships and blue chip companies and TV networks. I guess in due time. I don't know if it can do that with the name LIV attached. I think the PGA is already going to have a few companies that kind of roll their eyes and go, wait a minute, y'all are taking money from the Saudi investment fund? Oh, maybe. It's the funny thing. No one has any answers. And I think LIV, even from the start and from the get-go, difficulty securing television distribution, a difficulty, if you can't do that, how do you go ahead and get a sponsor? How do you get money? What does he think is going to change? Maybe Rory McIlroy is right. Maybe this dude needs to just exit stage left. I would imagine that just go back to what it was and just take the Saudi money and shut down LIV. Like, what are we doing here? So many questions. What are they supposed to get the same deal as a PGA? Am I supposed to turn around and see them on CBS, Fox, NBC, etc.? No. Hey, Shep, are you going to watch LIV now all of a sudden? I mean, would you invest cash into this? Not that they need it. Well, they do.
Well, thank God it's not on the CW. JR, like nobody was able to watch this thing. I mean, yeah, there were the few and far between, but yeah, and JR, honestly, there are so many more unanswered questions now than ever. Like, what's going to happen in terms of, for example, like the players that elected not to take the $800 million? Hey, Tiger Woods, right? Like, are they going to get reimbursed? Are the LIV golfers going to have to give back some kind of compensation or signing bonus that they made, the Phil Mickelsons, the DJs, the Koepkas of the world? To answer your question, no, I don't know. I couldn't give a flip about LIV golf. I think it's terrible. I also think Monahan needs to go. I think it's horrible. I think he makes Rob Manfred look somewhat decent as a commissioner, and that's saying something.
They're probably best friends, man.
I wouldn't put it past them. This is you know, I'm curious, Jared. I don't know if I asked you this, and maybe you know. I don't know if most people know this answer or not. Rory was the most vocal. Is that fair to say? Like, Tiger definitely spoke up.
I would say Rory McIlroy has just gone above and beyond killing LIV. Yes, he has.
Right.
He said he was a sacrificial lamb by standing up for them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You played it last night. Now, was Rory tipped off? Were any? We certainly weren't. Us in the media, people.
It was.
Yeah, that's my question.
It was reported that Rory McIlroy found out that morning, earlier on in the morning. If you go by what I've certainly read, Rory McIlroy found out early in the morning, let's say 6-ish in the morning, and Greg Norman from LIV's side found out literally before the press release and announcement, which was a little later than that, about 9-ish.
It's going to get messy. It's going to get really messy. I mean, and you know, the reports.
It already is messy.
That's, it's going to get messier is what I should say. Like there were sponsors like backing out, and they were, you know, the PGA was like bleeding dry in a lot of the resources, and so this was ultimately a matter of survival. You're hearing that. But when you take the route that he took in terms of like talking about 9/11 and then going back on it, like,
oh, Jay Monahan.
Yeah, less than a year later. It's just like Monahan tripled down. Like, I think if he would have said, look, we're open to, and he's calling it a partnership and not a merger, right? So if he was more open to like, look, like this is going to be the best interest of the game. But when he takes the strong stance that he did, and now it's like he does a complete 180. This is where it really looks shady and horrible. And I feel bad for the Rorys and the Tigers of the world. I feel really bad for Tiger because he ain't winning again, JR. Is that fair to say? He's not going to win another tournament.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him for any of these reasons. He's just,
right.
His body is done. He's cooked.
Right, right.
I said this whole merger, partnership, investment, it's like a gangster movie. That's it. It's just a backroom deal while your partners and the people who work with and for you and who you pay, they don't know nothing about what's going on. And you talk about Monahan in comparison to Rob Manfred. Yeah, we talk about who's the worst commissioner, and a lot of times we ignore sports that are outside of the Big Four. But you can put Monahan on the top of the list just for the hypocrisy. And he was smart enough to know and tell everybody, oh, yeah, people are going to call me a hypocrite. Well, expand upon that. Tell everybody, you know, why you would be called a hypocrite. It's plain as day. They're taking the cash. And if this holds to be true, and, yeah, there's a lot of things that already suck for Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods for different reasons. Everybody else who stayed on the PGA Tour and did not, let's just say, defect to LIV. But now we know LIV is not going anywhere. It's not for right now. I think in time, I think it will dissolve, because what's the use? What's the purpose? Is LIV Golf just going to be some fun version where they're playing teams and they're playing less and they get more money? What is LIV? And how is it going to work with the PGA? I mean, let's think about this. It was only a couple of months ago that the UFC and the WWE are now merging to be under the same umbrella. Well, yeah, it's combat sports. One is real and the other one is scripted. I can see how they can work together to make money. They're two different properties. Is LIV and the PGA going to be that different? I'm not so sure. Not with all of the strife and beef and back and forth between it all. It's like two kindergartners arguing over the blocks and the crayons. Except for these are all adults. They're behaving like children. And then you got Saudi Arabia involved. The cash and the money is coming from them. Yep, you heard it. Don't expect LIV to go anywhere for now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got Nuggets legend Earl Boykins is joining us next hour. I'm going to catch you on the other side. CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined, and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.